Okay, good morning, everybody. So continuing on after the Chesed Vizahav, Lo Yarbe Lo Me'od, and what we saw, the Yad HaChazaka, the three different Madregos in Kesev Zav, the Isser L'Harbos Lo, the Mitzvah L'Harbos L'Tzibur, and then the Hater, you know, that he has, if it's not Lo, but it's, you know, Avad of Farashav, Shamashav, that as needed. Halacha, hey, Hamelach Asur Lishtos Derech Shichra, Shenemar Am Lachem Shesu Yain, Ala Yosek B'Torah, V'Tzarchi Yisrael B'Yom B'Valayla, Shenemar, So the two questions that appear, you know, I think very obvious in terms of this Rambam is number one, you know, like, where did the Rambam get this halacha? And number two, what's the, you know, the placement? You know, up until now, the Rambam has been dealing with the Dinim Daraisa, which has been really interesting in terms of his sequencing. You know, but in the end, it's all dinim daraisa, whether it's you know, Mishneh Torah, whether it's the Isser Nashim, Susim, Kasef. So what's this halacha doing, you know, here in particular exactly? So if you look in the Magen, if you look in the Migdalos and the Radvaz, they point out that the Rambam is based on the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Ayin. Al Lachem Lemu Al Lachem Shesu Yain, based on Pasuk Mishnah. Al Lachem Amarlo. This is Batsheva. Malachayitz Al Lachem Shesosin Yain Mishdakrin VeOmrim. Lamalanu el l'rosne me shechar mishakol raze elam guliyim lo yishta yayin v'yishtakir. But what's difficult about this, if this is really the only source, the Gemara says nothing about ali yosek v'tar v'tar chesral ba'yom v'lai l'shenemar v'haiseimo v'karavo kol yimei chayav. So if you look in the Arsameach, he says, yeah, look in the Sifrei. The Sifrei says actually b'feirush, right, v'karavo kol yimei chayav hayamim kol yimei chayav halelos. In fact, it's really interesting, in the Ibn Hazal, Rabbi Sir Solomon wants to know, like, how is that different than any other Yisrael, Vagisa Bo Yomam Valayla? And he says, well, of course, you know, the truth is that everybody has the same Zchiyuv of Torah, but there's a difference in terms of the Din Bittul Torah for Hedyot and Din Bittul Torah for a Melech. The Melech, because Dibko Akasov B'Torah B'Yosar, as we'll see, so the Melech isn't allowed to do anything that will lead to a bittul Torah, whether it's the Hisanig Binashav, whether it's the Hishtaker, as opposed to a Hedyot who's not allowed to be Mevatel Torah for no reason, but he's allowed to do other things, obviously within certain parameters. So I think it's very, very compelling. The only question I would have is, again, in terms of the location in the Rambam, if that's really true, you know, it should have probably gone right after the Halacha of the Mishnah Torah. Number two, you know, like, what does it have to do with Kesev and Zav? So I think if you look more carefully into the Rambam, what you see is the following. It's not just a question of Esek B'Torah, but Esek B'Tzarchei Tzibor, Le'osek B'Torah B'Tzarchei Yisrael, Ba'yom V'Lai L'Shenemar, Ba'yisaymo, V'Karavo, Kol Yimei Chayav. The Pasuk, of course, relates to Torah. But the Rambam's position is that this is actually a function of not only Zesek B'Torah, but also Tzarchei Yisrael. So if that's true, I think what emerges is absolutely clear. Of course it comes after V'chesev Zahav, Lo Yarbe Lo Me'od, where the Rambam says it's a mitzvah d'oraisa for him to be marbe kesef l'tzarchei hatzibur. And Mela, the Rambam says, and by the way, of course he can't get drunk, because that will take him away from the Tzarchei hatzibur, both when he's drunk and, you know, when he's recovering from that. And I think, in a way, that solves Rabbi Sir Zalman's problem. Like, what's the difference between the Melech and everybody else? You know, the answer is very, very clear that the Melech has not just the responsibility of to be Osek B'Torah, but also Osek B'Tzarchei Tzibur. I think this really dovetails with the point that we've been making the whole time in Hilchos Melachim, which is that, you know, it's Lios Nilcham Milcham Mos Hashem, right, Krisa Zaru Shalom Malek, and also the Libnos Beis HaBechir. We've been noting the duality of the Melech's responsibility of Mile Dishmaya and Mile D'Alma, the Tzarchei Tzibur plus the Esek Batorah, and I think that's really the accounts very clearly for the localization to the Rambam right after Chesev Izov, which has the dimension of Tzarchei Tzibur as well.